Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hart. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you could be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Scripture clearly tells us in 1 Peter that we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are called by God to show forth His praises. And God gives each and every one of us unique gifts, unique callings and assignments and territories and people to fulfill this calling. For this is the reason why the body is still in the earth. It is to bring the gospel of the kingdom to change the world. For how can they believe except they have a preacher? How can they have a preacher except when it's sent? And we are in the hour where God has called us as a voice of destiny to activate you and to send you into your fields and into the mountains of influence that God has ordained for you. To exercise that calling, we've invited a special guest with us today, Randy McCohen, the owner and publisher of the Body of Christ News that has a tremendous reach in the black community of Denver, Colorado. Many of you may not realize that there is black villages in Colorado, but here is one of the great voices and the great writers that God has established to bring a message of the kingdom unto his generation. And I want to welcome Brother Randy McCowan to the show today. How are you doing, Randy? And tell us, what's the story of the Body of Christ News? What is it that God did in you and through you to get you to launch and attach yourself to this great assignment?
Well, thank you, Dr. Hopp, and hello to the listeners. What the Most High has done is called me to do this 24 years ago, and it's nothing that I went to college for to create a newspaper. It's something that I'm really unqualified for, but just as He called me and gave me this dream vision, but didn't give me all the pieces of the puzzle, but just set me on this journey, and I'm still on this journey. Wow. And so here I am.
Well, it's exciting to hear that you said, "Hear my Lord, send me." You took the challenge, and you could have used your excuses, but you decided to convert them into uses for your purpose and for the calling of God on your life. And here you are, you're printing and you're reaching thousands every month. Tell us a little bit about your readership, what region that you're reaching, and what is the purpose behind the Body of Christ News that God's given you?
Well, the purpose, I'm yet and still discovering that each and every day. Let me give you my testimony, how this started. I like a lot of young African American young men, you know, that's athlete, love to play football, all that. I had this in high school. I wanted to, you know, play football in college and even go pro. That was my dreams in high school. Mm-hmm. And I was okay. I was running back, and I was doing pretty good, and coaches came from different schools to watch me play during the big game. But during the big game, I was hurt. I got hurt. And so I had to end up walking. I grew up in Boulder, one of the few blacks. Grew up in Boulder, ended up walking out at CU, and made the team. Was tearing it up on the scout team. The coach, the day I was supposed to receive a scholarship, coach announced it in front of the whole team after one practice, and I went in there, and the coach was fired, got fired, and of course he was crying, and of course I was like devastated, like, wow, you know, what do I do? But the other coaches said, well, whoever's the new coach would tell him that you're supposed to be our star running back for this fall. But let me say this, but before that, I had one of those. I always have these dream visions every once in a while, just come out of nowhere. And it says, told me that your name will be great without touching the football field during a game.
Wow.
And so here I'm devastated, and we got this new coach, Chuck Fairbanks. And then he came on the scene, and the coaches told him that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he said, no, walk-on can't start for me. And so that was the year in the early 80s. Every day, more and more athletes would leave the team because I think the dude had a drinking problem or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the office looked like. You know, all these, it looked like a bar. You walk into his office. So anyways, everybody started leaving. And so I contact Tom Osborne at Nebraska. Told him my situation. He said, well, you know, we'll come. And we have 120 walk-ons this year. So you're going to have to start for us or be a strong second stringer. So after our first scrimmage, he told me to come on. That, you know, I had to sit out that year and I'd be, you know, the starter come that fall. And it's like, you know, let me say I'm 5'11". And I was weighing 215, running a 4.340, and I was benching 405. So I was excited, and then as that year progressed and we started to look toward that fall, our big red and white game came. That was the week before everything started. And I remember having one of those dream visions again just came out of nowhere. And I was on a dirt road, and there was a fork in the road. And then on, I believe, on the right side, it was, my whole future was lit up in, like, glitter, like, in gold. It showed me, it was like Las Vegas, money, women. I think I was married and divorced twice. And then on the other road was just a narrow path lit, you know, on the side of the hill lit by the moon. And a voice from behind but over me asked me three times, Randy, do you love me? And he asked me that three times, the voice, and I was so afraid to turn around and look, so I didn't. And but I knew it. I said, yes, Lord, I love you. And he asked me that three times, and he said, then follow me. So the next day, during our big game and everything, I tore all these muscles, got hit and everything, and just knocked me out of football. But Coach Osborne asked me, he said, Randy, you know, you grew up in a predominantly white community, and you work well with the blacks and the whites. Why don't you just be a graduate assistant coach for us? And after 2 years, you could coach any high school anywhere in the United States. Be a head coach. But I was so crushed because I wanted to go pro and I wanted the college life. My backup was Mike Rozier, and he went on to win the Heisman. The fullback was Roger Craig, and Roger would always say, man, I wish I had half your strength and talent. And so this is what happened today when I see athletes get that, you know, have a chance to go to the NFL, and they decide to stay one more year. And unfortunately, you know, some of them get their knee blown out, and I just don't understand that because the college is not going to say, you're so devoted to me, here's $1 million or something. It's like, hey, man, that's just the breaks. And then the black kid goes back to his, you know. Go ahead.
That's a great principle. That's a great principle in life for all of us to understand. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And a lot of times these surprising elements, these what some people may think is a setback, you know, that come up into a person's life are really the plans of God, that God was using whatever you thought he was going to do as a platform to do what he really wanted to do with your life. And here it was, you had a big dream to have an NFL football career. But, and God was allowing you to go along that path, but it didn't work out the way you thought it was. But what do you think was God's big plan in all of this?
You know, like I said, each and every day I'm starting to discover, you know, more things. You know, I search the scriptures and I'm getting the meanings behind the names and stuff. But let me take you to the Body of Christ news, where you know, okay, so I wanted to do that football thing, and then I got hurt and I took this path, and then 7 years later, I'm living by myself in this little house, and I hear this voice over my face about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it says, "God is not pleased with you," right over me, and it's like we're talking. A verbal voice, not within my mind. So I jumped out of my bed, reached up under my bed, grabbed the bat, and turned the lights yelling and screaming in my underwear, like, who's in my house looking, you know, opened all the doors, walking around the house because it's in August. But I kind of knew that it must have been the Lord. Mm. And so the next night, the voice came back to me. And it said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I did that ritual again, grabbed the bat, walked around the house. But prior to that, I had received a dream to do the Body of Christ news. It gave me the name, told me how to lay it out and everything else in this vision. But I didn't want to do it because I'm dyslexic. It's like I get nervous. I can't even spell my own name. You're telling me to do something like this? Tell me to build a house or, you know, I like to do construction work. Mm-hmm. I used to, you know, draw houses, draw clubhouses as a kid, and then build it, you know. But me growing up in Boulder.
That's incredible.
Yeah, me growing up in Lily White Boulder, I wasn't encouraged by my teachers. They said, oh, you'd be better as an athlete or entertainer. That's how you people make it. So I wasn't really encouraged to do that, but I was encouraged to play sports. So anyways, me being a dyslexic and stuff, it's like, you want me to do this? It's like telling somebody to go fly a jet plane. And you know what I mean?
Well, Randy, that's a perfect place. Well, we should take a destiny break right here, come back and talk about that, because a lot of times God doesn't call us according to our skill. He calls us according to our gifts and our callings. And you're saying you weren't wired with the skill set for a traditional writer. But God still had a plan for you to create platforms for many. Let's take a break right here, and we'll come back and finish talking.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Body of Christ. We've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show, and we are interviewing today as our guest Randy McCowan, the founder of the Body of Christ News, that's reaching the Black diaspora throughout the mountains of Denver, Colorado's metropolitan area. And what a story, Randy, that you have. That here it was, God like called you to do something that seemed to be the opposite of what your capability was, like Moses, who said, "I can't speak, you know, Lord, I can't talk." But it didn't stop God from calling him to be a messenger for him. And here it was, you saying, "I'm dyslexic, I don't have writing skills, I can't even write my name when I'm nervous," but yet you were called to publish the word of God. It's really, really important that we recognize that these gifts and callings are based on God's plans, not on our plans, our abilities. And your story about the Body of Christ, how God took you from this what seemed to be a provisional victory in your football career, and now he's speaking to you about pleasing him and launching the Body of Christ News. And you were saying you were kind of at pause at it because you thought, "I'm dyslexic, I can't do this." Where did God take you from there?
Well, I grew up, my dad used to bring us down to Denver. He's a Church of God in Christ pastor. So of course I called him. He lives in Texas. But how can I say? You know, Kojic believes that you know you got to ask pastor's permission to go to another Kojic church just
right.
to visit, like on a Wednesday
right.
night. Now here I am going to try to create a paper with all these different denominations in it. It's like how can
yep.
this be? But he just
yep.
told me go ahead and do it, and so I went on, and he provided the people. And my dad was telling me when I told him this the second night I called him, he said, "Oh, God must think you're special." So, you know, don't run from it, embrace it. And then I got the big head. Oh, I must be somebody. For 10 days, I didn't receive anything, you know, what to do. And then I fell asleep and had a dream, and there was a picture of me with the crown on, like those, you know, dun-da-dun, one of those imperial crowns, like that butter or bread, whatever. And then up under my name, up then there was my name, up under my picture, then up under my picture, I had the word self-exaltation. And then I looked back at my picture, and it cracked up, and it turned to dust, and it blew away. And then
wow.
I didn't know what that word self-exaltation mean. And then I found it the next day. I looked up the word, found it. So, Heavenly Father, forgive me for trying to be conceited or something. And then that next night, I received the instructions within my heart and mind as I slept how to do this. And then he did send people and writers and stuff. And so that part is history.
Wow.
You know, and
well,
anybody want to look at the paper, go to bocnews.com, which stands for Body of Christ News, because it's also on the Internet, bocnews.com. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say Psalms 45:1 says, "My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer." What do you feel is the theme that God has given you, the prophetic visionary theme God has given you for the Body of Christ News for Denver, but also people around the world are accessing the news that are in this paper? And how many people are you guys reaching these days?
Well, I'm told we have a readership of 36,000. So
Excellent.
That's off the hand-delivered, you know, paper. But I don't know what it is off the Internet. But, you know, you say, well, what was the purpose? And I said, I'm finding that out each and every day with, you know, the black-on-black crime and the violence in black America. And then, you know, I read the scriptures. I was I minored in sociology and history in college.
Well,
minored in history. And knowing world history and American history, and then, you know, you read the Bible, it's like, wait, there's a parallel, because it's talking about the children, the blessing and curses in Deuteronomy 28 talks about the children of Israel. I think it's Deuteronomy 28:47, where it says, "And these curses will be on the children of Israel as a sign forever," every time they get out of pocket. Then I said, well, what curses? Then, you know, they talked about in Deuteronomy 69 or 68 about the ships will be taking the people to the four corners of the world. And it says, you know, they will be offered up as bondmen and bondwomen. King James Version said, and no one will buy them. But when you read the NIV, it says they will offer themselves up as slaves, as bondmen and bondwomen. And no one will buy them when they offer themselves up. And you know, the history of our ancestors, when they escaped from the South and went to Boston, New York, they offered themselves up as slaves because they couldn't find work. They wanted food. They were literally starving. And they offered themselves up as slaves. And the Irish people were so hard on them. You know, they lynched them there and burned them and shot them and all this other stuff due to the Conscription Act that was, you don't have to fight in the war if you come up with $300 or have somebody replace you. So the Irish were saying, we have to die for these blacks, and they got to come take our jobs. And the South was the whites, where we need to keep slavery in because we're superior of them, and we don't want them to take our jobs. And it's like, dummy, the slaves have your job. Why you want to empower the planter who's making all the money, you know? So it's we as a people don't know our history, nor does the white folks really know our history, because they're saying, well, Abraham freed the slaves and he did all this, Abraham Lincoln, if you read the Douglas debate, he talks about if he could keep one person a slave and free them all or keep them all a slave, he said whatever it will take to keep the Union together, that's what he's going to do. He was against expansion of slavery to the other states because he was for, you know, the white man and keeping, you know, keeping them having, making it able for them to have jobs. But if slavery expanded, it's going to put everybody else out of business, out of work. That's what
well,
that
see,
was.
See, this is the unique assignment of scribes to give context. God's story. History is his story. But when we have the scribes that know the word of God and know the spirit of God, you can speak context. And many of our white brethren, our black brethren, our Latino brethren, they may not understand the plight of the African-American. And most African-Americans don't understand the plight because we don't know our history. And it's clear that one of the great things that you guys do at the Body of Christ News, that you preach the gospel of the kingdom, but you also help the community in which you are serving to understand how they have gotten to the bondage that they're in today and how they've gotten to the liberties that they've experienced today, not just historically, but kingdom-wise. What has the kingdom done for them lately? And so I want to take a destiny break here, Randy. I want to come back and let's talk about, you know, how the power of the written word is changing the readership that you're affecting, because it goes to, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What is it that the body of Christ is doing to change the way a particular community that you're reaching change the way they think so they can change the way they behave?
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
You just tuned in. You are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Daniel Hopp. The Voice of Destiny is a vision to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. I want to remind you that the Voice of Destiny programming and resources are available to you on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com, where we are providing 24/7 this message of Jesus' kingdom culture. And I do want to thank our monthly and voice partners who empower us with their prayers, but also with the financial resources to help us to bring on this great message of the kingdom to those that we're called to. Our guest today is Randy McCohen, the founder of the Body of Christ News, whose great story is how he acted on God's calling on his life to produce this incredible newspaper that is circulated throughout the Denver metropolitan area, reaching all the black diaspora that are here in other communities and different denominations, coming together to hear what it is that God has to say to them as a people. And again, Randy, welcome back. Tell us about this great newspaper. You told us pretty much your theme. Your theme is to speak God's wisdom to people to help them to understand their history, but to understand God's plan for them. Tell us how you are, we talk a lot about the seven mountains of influence. There are seven spheres of influence in a community that shapes the culture, the thinking, and the behavior of the people. And one of them is Communications Mountain, which you are leading in this metropolitan area of Denver. Tell us what do you think is happening with the Body of Christ in the mountains of the marketplace, in government, in media? What do you think are happening to shape the way we are today in the things that we're doing?
Well, I think a new thing is going on because we try to, you know, do things like to fit in, like, for instance, the Promise Keepers, and after a while that didn't work, but I thought that was a good idea. But and when I started the Body of Christ News, I wanted it to be for black, white, Hispanic. But those groups were saying, well, they really didn't want to too much socialize. Well, those pastors don't have the education, blah, blah, blah. Any excuse, you know, and every excuse. Mm-hmm. So it turned out to be more of a African-American or black paper, church paper. Mm-hmm. But I understand because we as a people need to get ourselves together. There's been so much that's been leveled against us, and we're unaware of that. And so what I'm starting to do is put knowledge, our history, and it, you know, really coincides with the scripture. This Bible, it's our story. I've looked up Deuteronomy 46 and 47. If I can just read those two paragraphs, real quick, not paragraphs, but those verses. Yes, Deuteronomy 28:46 says, "And they shall be unto thee for a sign and a wonder, and unto thy seed forever." This is, you know, these curses. And then 47 says, "Because thou seest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with," I'm sorry, "because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore," 48, "therefore thou shalt serve thy enemy, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in wantingness, and wanting of all things. And they shall be put a yoke upon, a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he has destroyed thee." Okay, the thing is, I wanted to point out is, serve thee in nakedness and in all things. Did you know that the slaves on the plantation were butt naked, picking cotton in the field? I didn't know that. And they don't really teach, they don't, Black History Month, they give you Martin Luther King and that's about it. But I didn't know that the slaves, but were in the field with the thorns and all that other stuff, butt naked, the men and the women and the children. And I discovered that in reading Social History of American Family by Calhoun, 1866, unto the present. And it talks about that. Just like the Bible said, and it's and there's drawings, reliefs of ancient reliefs of the children of Israel with dreadlocks, with cornrows, being taken into bondage. And it's really our story, and we have to realize that we have to return back to the Bible. I know, and we need to do the things the way that the Most High has really taught us according to the Scripture. I am a Christian according to the Scriptures, because you know, folks say I'm a Christian, but that according to what? You know, they're not. Are they really following the Word of God?
Well, I want to remind our listeners that we are bringing the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. You know, Jesus dealt with Jewish culture. He dealt with the Gentile culture. And we must understand that God made all these nations so that he would have a race called the human race. And it's important that we understand the redemptive word of God that's been sent to heal us and deliver us from destruction. I want to thank you, Randy, for joining us. And I'm going to ask you to return because I want to build on this conversation about your story with the Body of Christ News and talk with another guest that I'm having to come on to talk about the power of the pen in our community. We must understand that God is sending a sent word, and we need the voices and the scribes like yourself to stand up and say, "This is what thus say the Lord." Brothers and sisters, remember that today is a great day, that Voice of Destiny is here for you 24/7 on Voice of Destiny Online. And for our resources that we have available for you, please visit us at voiceofdestiny.org, where we'll have the bio and the story of Randy McCowan and the Body of Christ Things, where you can connect with the resources. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.